The Brady Report.
It is a Thursday morning, and Brady, g'day.
Morning, everyone. Morning, boys.
COVID still getting big over there, mate.
So we reached a really grim milestone today in the UK. 50,000 fatalities for the year as a result of COVID. So the way they record COVID fatalities in Britain, it's anyone who has died with a COVID diagnosis in the previous 28 days before they passed away. More than 500 fatalities recorded in the UK today, and that takes the overall number for this year since the pandemic started past 50,000, and we're still hitting upwards of 20,000 positive cases a day. So one other COVID related headline today, the chief scientific officer was interviewed and gave a news conference, and he said that he would be happy for his 78-year-old mother to get this new vaccine. He said that that's how much confidence he has in it. He wants his mother to get it, and she's 78. So the fight against COVID continues.
Indeed. Extinction Rebellion, what are they up to?
They're in the headlines, and I think for all the wrong reasons. It was Armistice Day here, obviously, and the country fell silent at 11 a.m. The cenotaph in central London, there were lots of wreaths and floral tributes and poppies left there for all of Britain's war dead. And Extinction Rebellion turned up, and the guy who was placing the wreath, okay, he is a veteran. He served in the British Armed Forces, but he laid a rather large wreath, and on the words of it were, "Act now, war on climate change." You know, they were making their point. It just has had a really bad reaction on social media. A lot of people think there's a time and a place for protest, and at the cenotaph at 11 a.m. on Armistice Day, that's not the place when Britain is remembering its war dead.
Certainly don't do the cause any good at all. Ender, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.